Joining you on the line this morning, 24 minutes past five, is Nicola Lister. Nicola Lister is the Chief Scientist Officer and Medical Director at the South African, or rather at Southern Africa, at Novartis South Africa. Nicola, once again, welcome back on the show. How are you doing this morning?
Very good, thanks, Abs. Morning to all your listeners.
Thank you so much. And by the way, when I first heard about chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, I said to myself, oh, there they go again. Making these big names that we can't understand. But essentially, breaking down, as I understand it, it's a range of progressive lung disease, including emphysema and chronic bronchitis. Those I understand. But what I don't get, you talk about it becoming a growing risk facing South African women. Why women? Why not men? And why so many women are still being misdiagnosed on this?
So it actually affects men and women equally, and the data that we have for Africa from the WHO indicates that it actually affects men and women equally, and up to 1 in 4 of the population in Africa are actually affected. The reason why we focus on women is because they're much more likely to be misdiagnosed as having, for example, asthma or recurrent chest infections rather than COPD, and the treatment regimens for both are very different. So the question is, why are women being misdiagnosed? Typically, COPD is a result of long-term smoking. And culturally, we know that men are much more likely to smoke than women. So we think that could be the reason for the gender bias. I think globally, there are different reasons. Women typically don't look after themselves as well as they look after their families. And I think that could also be an underlying reason. In South Africa in particular, we have an emerging middle class here. We are, in that period of better economic prosperity than we've ever had in the past. And that, again, is another reason why women as well as men are becoming smokers, which is a bit sad, really.
And talking about that, we've had, I think you've mentioned, it's a question of it affects both women and men, but most at risk, or it doesn't matter? The communication we should be putting out there is that everyone is at risk?
Everyone certainly is at risk. I think, we focus on women because they really are the stewards of health in the home. And by focusing on women, by focusing on women's health, we can really just draw attention to COPD in general. The misdiagnosis is the problem, and the fact that men are more likely to be diagnosed than women is really the underlying issue here.
And to you joining us, by the way, on the show this morning, 27 minutes past five, we're chatting to Nicola Lister, Chief Scientific Officer and Medical Director, Southern Africa at Novartis South Africa, talking to you about chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Whew. Every time I say that, it's a mouthful, I tell you that much, Nicola. Let's talk Indeed. About this, and it is, you say that it's constantly misdiagnosed. What should we be doing to ensure that everyone is aware and these are the signs? And also, can this be treated successfully?
Okay, so the signs and symptoms of COPD, or what used to be called emphysema, they are typically breathlessness. So it's a feeling of being short of breath, not being able to exercise as effectively, not being able to walk up as many flights of stairs as they would normally have been able to, combined with a persistent, irritating, and often productive cough. So there's often a lot of mucus and sputum production. So people do get confused between that and, oh, well, I've just got an upper respiratory tract infection, I've just got a cold. And in particular, in winter, as we go into winter now, definitely, people are starting to get those symptoms. The key here is smoking history and a history of exposure to air pollutants, for example, dust, working in a mining industry, being exposed to secondhand smoke, cigarette smoke, but also smoke from open cooking fires in poorly ventilated kitchens, etc. So the history is really, really, really important here. And our appeal is not only to the public to just be aware of, what their exposure history is and what their symptoms are, but certainly to primary care physicians, to GPs, that when someone does present to them with those symptoms, that they really do delve quite deeply into the history of exposure to pollutants, and in particular cigarette smoking.
And just before we part ways, though, your advice perhaps to Cape Talk listeners about this?
Well, it's never too late to give up smoking. I think that's the key thing. So despite there being a breakdown in the lung tissue eventually after years and years of smoking, it is never too late to give up smoking. And there is research to show that even someone who has been smoking for 20, 30 years of their life can actually improve their lung function after stopping smoking. The other thing is if there is a history of exposure to cigarette smoke or to pollutants, for those people to give that information to their doctor so that they can be diagnosed accurately, because the treatment differs. So although COPD is not curable, it can be treated and the symptoms can be very, very effectively controlled with the correct treatment. And what we see is a lot of misdiagnosis as chest infections or asthma in particular. And the treatment really for asthma and COPD is very different, where asthma is treated with underlying steroids and COPD is treated with bronchodilators. So that's really the key thing in the differential diagnosis for doctors in particular. And our appeal is to patients just to give their doctors the correct information.
Nicola, thank you so much once again for joining us on the show this morning. Looking forward to chatting again.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much to you listening at home. That is Nicola Lester, Chief Scientific Officer and Medical Director, Southern Africa.